The one thing I do want to add that I don't feel I've said yet is I do think there's something really nasty and insulting about what happened to teachers too, though, which is that, like, you know, at the start of the pandemic, we were being called superheroes because we transitioned online and all of that. And then, like, in the middle of trying to reopen, I mean, it was like we were being offered to the wolves. It was like, you need to reopen, kids have to go somewhere. And for me, I think it was ripping off this Band-Aid that education is believed to be liberatory, where it's also like public education has been designed to indoctrinate kids to be efficient workers. Like, and it is part of a social structure that allows adults to be good workers, and that we're like a critical part of the childcare for that. And so that was icky. That was crappy to see. I still personally believe in the radical possibilities and the like transgressive possibilities of education, but that sucked. That was crappy. And I mean, I will say that 30 years from now, and in 2030, what I'm thinking is like, are we even going to see as many teachers? Who is going to be in the classroom? I'm already asking that question as we hire new teachers and we see people applying for jobs. It's just a weird time, but like, I think for people to see what educators are being asked to do, either you get really excited about that and you're like an adventurous person, or you're like, whoa, that is what teaching is. It is really a kind of like structure that supports making us all efficient workers for capitalism, or like, I'm going to be risking my life potentially to be in the classroom. There is just, I'm very curious about what this will do to the profession and who shows up for the profession.